following program has been pre-recorded.
Hello and welcome to Belonging on Nashville Catholic Radio, the show for young adults here in the Diocese of Nashville. My name is Zach Jansen. We're here with Father Javon, who's a lot with University Catholic and out there in Cookeville, Tennessee. This week, our guest is Matt Avila. This is a show called Guiding Our Direction, a lot of topics with Jesus and Christianity. We're here to talk about his life and what he does with his show and where he's at as a young adult. So Matt, thanks for your time today to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zach. I really appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
What I was curious about, I thought it was neat, just first of all, how young you are, at least even when you see the show. I thought that was pretty motivating. What inspired you to start that? Was it November of last year?
Yeah, so I did kind of a test run in November just to see how podcasts work, kind of get my feet wet, kind of just kind of get warmed up in a way. What kind of got me going and motivated was I actually transferred out here to do sports broadcasting. So I had a lot of broadcast equipment and was really comfortable behind the microphone and things like that. Change of plans, God led me a different way, but I still had my broadcasting equipment. I thought, how can I use this? How can I benefit, you know, my life and other people's lives with the microphone besides sports broadcasting? And when I started praying about it, no joke, within a week, four people separately came up to me saying, hey, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? And I don't think it was a coincidence at all. What I call is a God incidence. So God caught in telling me saying, hey, I have something in the works for you. So I just kind of went with it. So yeah, I've just been going with that since January. It's kind of been my New Year's resolution, and having different guests on and talking about Catholicism, talking about Christianity, talking about Jesus and how we can get young people and really anyone just closer to Jesus. That's the ultimate goal. And it's been in the works, but it's been progressing ever since it started. So I'm really excited for it. And it's been amazing.
One of my favorite Father Javon quotes, whenever people ask for life advice, he says, if you're looking for a sign, this is it, and points to it. And I guess you kind of get that when four people tell you to do something.
Exactly.
Okay, God, this is like a ground ball.
Absolutely.
For me, I guess I can take that pretty easy. I'm curious, how do you two know each other? Was it through University Catholic?
Yeah, so I met Father actually at the Awakening Retreat as well in the fall semester this last year. And then he came and visited University Catholic at my campus of where I go to school at Austin Peay State in Clarksville, Tennessee. So I talked with Father for a little bit there, and yeah, we just got to talking, and that's when I asked him, hey, you want to be on my podcast? And he's like, hey, you want to be on my show? So it's kind of funny. So yeah, we just got to talking. I asked him a couple Catholic questions, and kind of went from there. But yeah, I met him through University Catholic.
How hard was that to go across the country to, which Tennessee's pretty different. Where's home for you originally? How big of a change was that for you?
Yeah, it was a major change for me. I'm actually from Los Angeles, California, part of the big city. So yeah, I transferred to Austin Peay this last semester. Clarksville is a lot smaller to me, but it's a lot bigger for a lot of people. So it was definitely a change of pace, but I really liked it. I've always been into the kind of country lifestyle, and I've really enjoyed it out here. And my dream job was to always be a sports broadcaster. So I've been broadcasting since I was about 17 years old, and always loved it, still love it. But God led me a different stray. So now I'm actually studying marketing, business marketing, doing more things down that route. So it's just crazy to see how God has worked in my life. And yeah, I've been doing it my whole life with sports broadcasting, but he changed my life ever since I came out here to Tennessee. So it, like I said, not a coincidence. I know he needed me out here, and that's where I got my life plan a little changed ever since I moved out here to Tennessee.
Curious too, what is your Catholic faith? A role in your life growing up? Was that something you were always strong in and thought, I really want to continue this, especially when I move to Tennessee on my own? How was that for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm used to being in California, where it was pretty diverse as far as Christianity goes when it comes to different denominations. I was born and raised Catholic, kind of a cradle Catholic, and I have three brothers, an amazing mom and dad, and they raised us Catholic. So grew up in the Catholic faith. I've always had questions, though, always curious about certain things we do. I would say growing up, I kind of just went through the motions, kind of just did it just to please other people, to please God kind of thing. But I never really fully understood why I would do the certain things that Catholicism was. And what really helped me grow my faith is actually being a part of like different Bible studies from different Christian denominations, and a lot of them asking me, you know, why do you do this? Why do Catholics do that? And that really opened up my heart and opened up my mind to kind of learning more about the Catholic faith and not just going through the motions. It's like, we all know the Our Father, we all know the Hail Mary, we just kind of say it. But when we really dig deep on what they truly mean, why we go to confession, the importance of the Eucharist, all these things that we do, I just kind of did it. But now it's like, wow, I have a new meaning behind it, a new purpose behind it. Ever since I've been doing research, getting more involved with the church, talking to priests, and just all these things I've been trying to do to get answers from God and why we do these certain things. So, I've been a cradle Catholic since I was born, but have really dig deep in my faith. Probably the last 2 to 3 years is when I would say I've been really stronger in my faith.
Yeah, it's neat seeing all the topics that you cover. And we'll talk about that more on your show. We're all the places you just endlessly talk about with the Catholic faith, and maybe the Awakening Retreat was a big part of that to rediscover a lot of it. That's how I felt, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now in the Nashville area. Just, I guess, why they call it awakening. You learn a lot of the why if you believe what you believe. But here we are now. I know it's changed a lot since I went. Father, what's the state of the Awakening Retreats now? Obviously, it's still making a big difference. How much of an impact are those retreats making, and how has it changed?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we wanted to do with Awakening was there was a lot of, you know, emotions Awakening. I think the one that you did, you know, it was. So right now, it's about Jesus and the sacraments, you know. It's something that we wanted people to have that personal encounter with Christ, the personal experience of Jesus Christ, and then they go back to where they came from, and then they can grow that faith. So one of the things that we had Awakening before is like, we always had people separate. So you have two people from Belmont or two people from Austin, people, you always put them in different groups. But then we start to realize that, no, those people need to be together, because when they go back to Austin P or to Belmont or to whatever place they are going to make that walk together. You know, they're going to be on that walk or path of faith together. So we need those people together. So that's kind of one of the big things that, so we try as much as we can to divide or to unite people by schools, because, you know, as Catholics, we know that we can't do this by ourselves. We, you know, God give us people to walk with the path. So, and, you know, it's about, you know, it's about Jesus and the sacraments. How can we get encounter Jesus and experience that, not only on that awesome weekend, but also when we go back on campus, you know, adoration, confessions, mass, Bible study. So those are the things that we want, you know, an Awakening help as that way to allow people and help people to move on.
So one of the next things I want to talk about here is, I love all the different topics you have on your show, Matt. And I guess with Christianity in general, it's so interesting to see the different, how does all the faiths, I guess, intertwine in a way to, like you even had the episode on Latter-day Saints, which was really interesting. I don't know a lot about anything, just my preconceived notions in my head. It's kind of like what people think of Catholics. But how are you learning more about how we're all searching towards the same goal, that we're not so separate, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a Catholic, for those people who haven't listened to my show yet, I get different denominations of Christianity and give everyone really a voice to see why they believe what they believe, because everyone believes what they believe for a certain reason. And kind of my logic behind it is, God calls us to be open-hearted and open-minded, and we as Catholics want people to become Catholic, just like Latter-day Saints want Latter-day Saints and, you know, Protestants want Protestants, right? We're the same way. And I think the best way for people to understand who we are is if we first put ourselves in their shoes. And I really live by that, just not even with religion at all, just in my life with different things. And it really helps people understand and be more listenative and be more open to learning about the truth of Catholicism. Right? If it's always just pointing fingers and they're wrong, we're right, it's hard for people to kind of listen and understand why we believe what we believe. And so I really give people an opportunity to talk, give them a chance to, you know, see why they believe what they believe. I had, you probably saw the Latter-day Saint, my friend Brother Thorpe, he was on my show last, and he He was talking about the Book of Mormon, talking about Joseph Smith, things like that. I've had different Baptists on talking about why they believe, you know, baptism is more of a symbol more than necessary. Things like that just kind of opens people's hearts. And I've had a lot of Catholics message me saying, wow, I had to do some more research on to see why Catholics believe what we believe. So it gets really people, the goal is to get people thinking, get people open-hearted, instead of just kind of going through the motions in whatever denomination you are. I really want people to think outside the box. So that's kind of the goal of it. It's been pretty successful in that way. And so I'm just hoping it continues that way and get different denominations on, get different people on, and see where it goes from there.
The next thing I want to discuss is I'd love to hear Father's take on this as well at some point on social media. I guess he just gave me all just showing what you're doing with on Instagram and with your podcast. I love your most recent post, and maybe you can talk about this more. How you talked about, I kind of took some notes here saying you felt like you had two different personalities going. Maybe you had one page saying your today life, and then one showing the Christian you talk about. And you thought, oh my God, maybe, please correct me. Like, if you're showing like two different sides of yourself, you're thinking, how can I be one person and not two different personalities or identities? All the time I hear is that social media isn't real. Instagram's not real. It's obviously just showing the best version of ourselves, but there's still some good to it, obviously. Like, I see a lot of the university Catholic stuff I love, even the stuff about your podcast. There's good stuff out there, even if there's some parts of it that aren't entirely real. What are your thoughts on your present social media? And I want to ask Father too, because I know he's good at Facebook and everything, but your thoughts, Matt.
Yeah, that was one thing that was kind of challenging me and bothering me for a while. Is I had my Christian page. I post all my Jesus stuff and Catholic stuff, things like that. And then I had my regular Instagram where I post like things about sports and things about country music, like my other, like I would say, regular side. I felt like a double standard. Like I'm like hiding things from certain people or something. Like I have two different lives. And it's like, that's not who I am. I'm all one Matt Avila. Like, I like country music. I love Jesus. I love sports. I love Christianity. I love all this. It should all be one account. And so that was just one thing I was praying and thinking about for a while. And because we see that a lot in social media where people kind of have a double standard of they have like private accounts or something where they don't want certain people to see it. And I didn't want to feel, it felt like that way. And I wasn't trying to be that way. So I'm trying to put as much more stuff on my regular Instagram as possible. So social media, like you said, it could be a bad thing, but I try and look at the positive in anything and try and be optimistic as much as possible. And I've seen a lot of great things that I've learned through social media with, Catholicism, Christianity, people trying to spread the gospel, trying to spread the love of Christ, things like that. I've seen that in social media as well. I've seen some encouraging DMs that people have sent me that have kept me motivated to keep my podcast going. And just little things like that have really added up to say, you know what, Instagram or whatever social media, it could be a bad thing. People could use it in the wrong way, but at the same time, it could also be a major blessing. People have changed lives through social media. So I'm trying to still stay in that route as long as possible. And it's really helped me promote and help benefit my podcast as well. So that's why I stick to social media and keep pursuing it. And it's been really helpful for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it can be, we can't find bad things on social media and all that stuff. But it's kind of interesting because, you know, I like, Matt, what you said about, you know, the whole two accounts and all that stuff. And it's funny because I have one account, you know. I have, of course, I run a couple of different accounts for University Catholic and, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas. But my account is like, it's me, you know. Yes, I like to cook. I like to eat. I like to travel, you know. So it's there. And it's, of course, it's not all that I do that I post, you know. Like if I'm going to anoint somebody in the hospital, I'm not going to, you know, go there and say, hey, let's take a selfie here. You're dying. You know, too bad for you. But, you know, it's who we are. And I think that I like what you say. You know, it's, you are all that together. You know, you can't just be one of these. Other day I did like a keto cake, you know, and then I posted. And then, I mean, when I flip the cake, it was like, it was destroyed. So I was trying to get like a nice slice so I can take, you know, so I can post on Facebook this new keto cake that I just did. And it was pretty interesting because, you know, I took that to my prayer life and like the cake was destroyed. But why do I have to have this nice slice of cake so I can post on social media, you know? And I realized how much I was getting to that. And the next morning, I was like, you know, forget about this. I just get this whole crazy, ugly cake. And I took a picture and it was a reflection that I did. It's like, why do I have to have this perfect, you know, this perfect cake to be posting on social media that doesn't exist, you know? And I think, you know, especially with my prayer life now, is like, life is messy, you know? Things happen in different ways. We can't control anything. So I think that is an opportunity for us to, yes, expose ourselves in a way, you know, and even the cake didn't work, whatever, Jesus still loved me. You know, it doesn't matter how this look or that look. Or one of the things that my sister, when she posts anything, you know, before she allows me to post a picture of her, she has to check because it has to be the perfect, you know, the perfect picture. I was like, why? Who cares? You know, this is who you are. This is the face that we have to see of you. So that's what we're going to post. So, yeah. I think that's interesting, the social media, how, because it's there, we really can't go away from it. I think that the main thing is like, how are we going to, in a concrete, but you know, holy way to live with it.
I love opening it up sometimes and seeing people doing a Eucharistic procession through Vanderbilt or something like that. I think, wow, what great content. Where I want to take this next, though, too, one of my favorite part about, I guess, where we are, how popular podcasts are, it's a way for me to learn. I know we have the catechism. Sometimes it's not the most convenient way to read. It's always nice to just listen while you're in the car. Matt, I love all the different topics that you have on here. I'll list up a few. Why is Mary so important to Catholics? Why does God allow bad things to happen? What a perfect question. I see all these all the time in daily life at a coffee shop or at a friend's house, where they'll pose a question about the Catholic faith, such as that. And maybe I don't have the answer. But Father, one of my favorite parts that about the Catholic faith is that there are answers that you say that are out there. Matt, what kind of research are you doing to find these? You must be preparing so well, because this is just something that I can't rattle off the top of my head. How long does it take you to prepare to think, how am I going to lay out to prepare this to someone that's never maybe heard this before?
Yeah, that's a good question. It really does depend on the topic for how long it takes me. But one thing I found a certain kind of love and appreciation for is doing the research. One thing I love watching now is Catholic Answers. That's where I get a lot of answers through Trent Horn, Tim Staples, you know, Scott Hahn, all those guys that are on the show, and they give great answers, great Bible verses, things that people who aren't Catholic can understand, instead of us giving like the churchy answer. They're really good at kind of just giving the logical answer that if for people that don't understand scripture or things like that, they give good analogies. So I do my best to do that on my podcast as well, kind of give the more not as churchy answer as what some people would say. But yeah, just depending on the topic, let's say, for example, a podcast I have coming up is Why Do Catholics Have the Pope? And so what I normally do is I first research it, go to some Catholic resources, but I also go to some non-Catholic resources, see why they don't like the Pope or why they don't believe in the Pope, and then kind of go back to my Catholic resources, kind of understanding where this this Protestant domination feels this way, things like that. So kind of go back and forth, and I really find, you know, a joy in that, honestly. And I like watching videos of Catholic Answers or whoever's speaking about that certain topic. So, and I've also been digging deep a lot into the catechism. I've been really open up the catechism and just reading it myself, of course, the Bible as well. So there's a few things I do, a few tactics, but you just got to find a joy in it, find a love in it. Don't feel like it's homework or busy work, because that's when I was first doing it a couple years ago when I tried to do a podcast. It just felt like busy work and I was just tired of it. But now I actually find true joy and love in it. And I think that's why it's really progressed also, because I find joy in it. So, yeah, there's a few things I do, but mainly also, of course, I have to mention, you have to pray about it. So prayer is always one of the things that helps me before I go to sleep. Pray about it. Help me say the right things. Help me do the right research. Help me reach out to someone who needs to hear this kind of thing. So praying is, of course, can't forget about that. But those are the main things I do before starting a podcast.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because, you know, there's this document of the church called Faith et Ratio, faith and reason. So, you know, it's funny. I had this, I think I told this in the show before, I had this girl, this student from Vanderbilt that he always wanted to get something that I couldn't answer, you know, on the Catholic, on the eyes of the Catholic faith. So she had like different questions and she was like so disappointed because every time that she would come asking something, there was a reason and there is a way and there is a, you know, a why that we do what we do. So, you know, I think that some people will get connected with that, with the reason part. Some people will get connected with the faith. And, you know, one does not contradict the other one. So that's the really cool thing about being Catholic.
I was just about to ask you that if people come to you, Father, saying, why do we do this or why do we do that? Because sometimes I wish I had someone that I could call instantly or have the catechism in my back pocket. But Matt, yeah, please plug your show for us and let us know where we can find out about it, where people can listen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, so my show is called Guiding Our Direction, G-O-D, just like God. Can't forget the name, Guiding Our Direction. And where you can find it is you can search my name at Spreaker.com. Just search Guiding Our Direction or Matthew Avila under Spreaker.com. Or the most common one where people find me is on Spotify. Most people listen to their music on Spotify. So if you just search Guiding Our Direction under podcast, I'll pop up. And you'll see all my podcasts are right there, recorded and there for eternity. So that's a good way to find me. And also, if you add me on Instagram, Matt Avila _, my link is in my bio as well. So there's a few ways you can get there. And I would say Spotify is probably the number one way, just because it's the average way people listen to music. So just search Guiding Our Direction, G-O-D. Can't forget the name God. And just search that and you'll find me.
And so what's next for your in your life? I know you mentioned you already made a change if you came here for sports broadcasting.
I try and live my life by it's God's plan. I feel like I get the question a lot, like, what do you want to do in the future? And then most people who ask themselves that end up not doing that because God's in control, not yourself. So no matter what I say, I wouldn't be surprised if it changed. But what I'm doing now is studying marketing at Austin Peay State University. Hoping to one day be a business owner, kind of run my own business. And one thing I've always enjoyed doing is Christian merchandise. So I wear a lot of funny Jesus shirts and I wear a lot of Jesus, you know, gear and things like that. Like the shirt I'm wearing right now, I don't know if you can read it. It says, "What would Jesus do?" with like the Little Caesars guy. Yeah. So just things like that. But that's my way of evangelizing because a lot of people who aren't in find it and read it and find it funny. And I find a true passion and love for that. So if I can do something as a career, that's kind of the ultimate goal now.
So, you know, we are hiring in the oldest institution in the earth. And I feel we need some people with marketing degrees there.
Absolutely.
I don't think he got the joke, Zach.
I don't know if I got it. I get it now. Yeah.
Gosh, I want to ask you
more priests. Yeah.
What kind of response have you seen from people that either are Catholics or are totally away from their faith? Have people seen your message to you at all?
Yeah. I've had a great response, actually. And that's what keeps me motivated to keep going. And I would say from the Catholic perspective, because I'm no expert, I'm 23 years old, I'm a college student, I got a job, and I got other things to do too. This is just kind of my side hustle. And, but it really takes a toll on me when people message me saying, wow, I didn't know this about the Eucharist, or, hey, I didn't know this about the Catholic faith, from Catholics and non-Catholics. It really opens my heart, opens my eyes, because it's opening their heart and their eyes. And from a non-Catholic perspective, what I've really seen as far as a response is people who are more open to learning about the Catholic faith. Because coming into the South, I didn't know Tennessee was one of the bottom five states as far as Catholic population. So kind of signed up for something I didn't know about. But what that's actually helped me do is grow stronger in my faith. Why do we do what we do? And so from the non-Catholic perspective, a lot of people are asking me, like, what? You guys do this? You do that? What? And so for a lot of people who I would think had zero interest in learning about the Catholic faith, but they do now, just from a couple topics that I do on a podcast. So I think that's the ultimate goal. I do some evangelization, but it's more kind of a discussion and kind of see where the Holy Spirit guides it kind of thing. So yeah, there's just been different topics, different things I've been doing with different guests from different denominations. And it's really opened the hearts and eyes of people I've never even met before. People I have no idea. They just message me and say, hey, God bless you. Thank you for that podcast. I've learned a lot. And that's just, that's the ultimate goal. Just seeing that the Holy Spirit's working in other people, because that's all you can really ask for in this life. Seeing whatever you can do for other people to reach Jesus, help people reach Jesus, and obviously yourself grow stronger to Jesus. That's all you can ask for. And so that's the goal of the podcast. And I just had a great response, and I'm very blessed for that.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you for your time today and for talking with us about your show.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. No, honestly, it's a blessing to be here as well. I'll keep you guys in my prayers. And seriously, thank you for having me be a guest here. It's awesome to be here today.
Make sure you check out Matt Avila on Guiding Our Direction anywhere you get your podcasts, on Spreaker or on Spotify as well. We have Father Javon today, and my name is Zach Jansen. Thank you all for listening to Belonging on Nashville Catholic Radio.